The United States Holocaust Memorial Museum's traveling exhibit, known as Nazi Persecution of Homosexuals 1933 to 1945, offers numerous panels filled with text and images telling the tale of how gays were deemed one of many threats to Nazi ambitions to create a perfect race.
That was a big fear in the Nazi regime. They even interrogated and investigated the Catholic Church because men being together could possibly, shift politically the new order.
Mara Coven-Gelman, executive director of the Holocaust Research Center Buffalo, says the exhibit provides accounts of those who were rounded up, imprisoned, and in some cases survived. The display also covers the aftermath. Coven-Gelman explains it took many years for post-war Germany to own up to what happened.
There were homosexuals that were still forced to serve out their terms of imprisonment, regardless of any time they were in concentration camps. So, those kind of laws are still in the books. The Federal Republic of Germany, or West Germany, until 1969.
And it wasn't until 2002, until Germany issued full pardons to gays convicted in the wartime era. The exhibit is free and runs through July 16th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.